calls from a doctor you can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just a quick heads up to my board operator. We are not connected via instant message, so I have no way of knowing if we actually have anybody on the line. But you can call in anyway. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you are calling in, you may want to let the board operator know that we're not connected via instant message. Anyway, we're launching here into the third hour of the program, and there they are. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Coming up here, Mark, you've got a story to share. In fact, immediately, hopefully, you've got something about the Supreme Court of Massachusetts ruling on the right to bear arms.
I'm not 100% sure if this is the Supreme Court. They call themselves the Supreme Judicial Court. And, you know, states...
Well, they also call themselves the Commonwealth.
Yeah, I'm sure that everyone feels wealthy after living in
Massachusetts.
Okay, anyway, this is coming from Brian Frigga at southcoasttoday.com. I'm going to assume it has something to do with the south coast of something in Massachusetts. The right to bear arms, as defined in the Second Amendment, does not apply to the states, so Massachusetts can regulate who can have firearms and how those weapons are to be stored. The states... High Court ruled Wednesday. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court unanimously dismissed the two challenges to the state's gun laws that require citizens to register with police departments before acquiring a firearm, as well as keeping guns locked and stored in a locked container or equipped with a trigger lock. The court upheld the conviction of Nathaniel De Pina in New Bedford, a man who is serving a two-year jail sentence for carrying an illegal firearm. His lawyer, Paul Patton...
So he didn't hurt anybody. He just carried a gun without mommy government's permission.
Right, a gun that the government had not tracked in whatever way they wished to track it.
Yeah.
Challenged the conviction on the grounds that the state's gun licensing laws were unconstitutional. Patton said the Supreme Court Judicial Court dismissed an opportunity to contribute to the debate surrounding the Second Amendment. I think they could have at least given some guidance on the issue, Patton said. This leaves all the main questions unanswered. If they dismissed it, that they're not unanswered. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials and gun control advocates praise the ruling. We have seen in Bristol County, I believe this is true throughout Massachusetts, 95% of the gun violence
they don't talk like that up there.
By those that have no lawful right to possess or carry a firearm. This is the thing, though. If people are committing a crime, why do you need an extra law to say that they can't carry a gun? That means that 5% of the people, the gun violence is committed by those who have the lawful right to carry a firearm. What does this mean? It's absolutely untrue. Here, let me see this piece of our little Bill of Rights here, which, you know, I don't know why we cling to this thing. We cleave to it. Now, I'd like to I'm going to juxtapose for you the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. This is a little civics lesson for everybody. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble or to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the states can. The Congress shall make no law. That's what the first part of the thing says. The Congress shall make no law. That means that there can be a state religion, and there was at the time. There can be laws against the press, written by the states, and there were. You know, there's all kinds of these rules. It just says the federal government can't do that. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense because different states had different rules on religion at the time. Amendment 2 says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, shall not be infringed is not the same as Congress shall make no law. You see, in the first case, Congress just can't make a law. In the second case, it says the right shall not be infringed. So it's an entirely different writing of, you know, we're talking about a plain reading of the document here. And this is, only lawyers can read a document like this and come up with something different.
It seems pretty clear to me, but again, it's like you say, it's our interpretation that doesn't matter. It's only the interpretation of the men in the robes in Washington, D.C. that matters.
Well, in this case, it's the men in the robes in
Massachusetts.
Boston. Yeah.
So, but of course, they could appeal this to likely to the Supreme Court, and then some serious problems could start as a result of that. If what they're saying here is held to be true by the Supreme Court, and that is that, well, the federal government's constitution doesn't apply when it comes to the state of Massachusetts.
The Heller decision that was decided by the Supreme Court has one problem in that it is in Washington, D.C. It's not in the states, and there's a case before the Supreme Court right now having to do with Chicago, I believe, and it's near gun ban. You know, this is an issue of where the state's regulating, not a city, not a district, because the District of Columbia is completely unique. And in Heller, the judges said, the Supreme Court justices said, well, gun rights can be infringed. They said that.
Yep.
So they said, you know, we'll take that Bill of Rights and throw it out the window. We've changed things. It's been 230 years. These guys didn't have any idea what it would be like to run a country. Now you can't have people walking around armed.
But we have it here in New Hampshire, and it's fine.
It is fine. And this is the part that I heard, you know, somebody was complaining to me about. That guy was carrying a gun at the presidential debate in New Hampshire. Yeah, they were talking about William Cosby.
One of the free staters.
Yeah. And, you know, the idea was that because he was open carrying, that was making the Secret Service agents nervous. I hope that Secret Service agents are smart enough and professional enough to know that the guy who's carrying the gun on his hip isn't a danger, and the guy that they can't see the gun from is the danger.
Right. That's probably why they didn't bother it.
I mean, you need to act like somebody's armed at all times. You should act like everybody's armed. If you're acting like everybody's unarmed, you could get a very rude surprise.
I guess the local cops did come over and harass him, but to my knowledge, the Secret Service did not talk.
This was just a complaint from somebody who didn't like the idea that somebody might open carry in the presence of the Great One.
So the decision from the Supreme Court of Massachusetts, or the Supreme Judicial Court, or whatever they're calling it, so the decision says what again? Can you just refresh me on that?
Well, it's basically they didn't make a decision, which
so they upheld the other court's decision?
Right. It says the right to keep and bear arms has, as defined in the Second Amendment, does not apply to the states, so Massachusetts can regulate who can have firearms and how those weapons are to be stored.
So then they're kind of suggesting that the Second Amendment then only applies to Washington, D.C., right? Because if the Second Amendment doesn't apply to the states, then it must only apply to Washington, D.C. That's what they're suggesting.
I think that maybe they're if you say Washington, D.C., meaning the legislators who might pass laws on all 50 states, then I think that that might be what they're claiming.
No, it's not just the Second Amendment doesn't apply to them.
It's right? Saying that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to the states. The states are a governing body. The federal government is a governing body. So what they're claiming here, and it is just completely wrong, is that the federal government can't regulate guns, but the state governments can.
I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Second Amendment doesn't apply to us,
the state.
Right.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if you're a gun owner in Massachusetts, I have to ask why. You know, what is it that you're staying in Massachusetts for? What is the point? Because it's not. I guess it's not quite as bad as California down there, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the sponsors of the show, the Free State Project, I'm making some calls now. I'm alpha testing my Free State Project completion campaign.
Yeah.
And
freestatenow.com.
Yeah, I was making some calls and today, and some of the, you know, the person I was talking to was in Maine, and. Yeah, essentially, I don't know how far this, you know, I didn't plot her on a map or anything like that, but likely most of the population of Maine lives in the southern portion of Maine.
It's true.
Likely I was talking to somebody who was within a couple of counties of New Hampshire, and I couldn't get her to commit to moving within 6 years if, you know, New Hampshire turned into essentially a libertopia. I couldn't get her to commit to moving a couple of counties for liberty. You know,
yeah, and people have their reasons.
Yeah, they got their reasons, you know, and this is what I told her, is it's just the job of the Free State Project to make it such an allure that you can't help it but move.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though you did have some success with your calling program today, with your alpha testing.
Yeah, things went well.
Although I'm supposed to not talk about that, right?
I think we started it out. Things are going well.
All right, more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy 3, get 1 free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy 3, get 1 free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and it's all totally free for you, including our news updates. You can go and get signed up. at news.freetalklive.com. You'll be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Like today, we put up a banner auction. You can be you can bid on our third banner on our website. The auction is up now at auction.freetalklive.com. But if you want to find out stuff like that when it happens, get on our updates list or follow our Twitter profile or become a fan on our Facebook page. You can do all three of those things at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. We go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank, New York.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The comment I wanted to make is this. If you study the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, you begin to realize that the the individuals that drafted those documents, or let's call them instruments, they really were wonderful Renaissance-slash-Enlightenment writers who really wanted to write something that was clear and it was very elegant. And it's very interesting to see how lawyers, as you mentioned, attorneys can interpret things or misinterpret things, whether it's intentional or not. And we also see how judges can do that.
The intention on their part is to increase the power of the state.
Correct. Or it's also hermeneutic vanity, you know, the fact that we are we have the power to interpret this document for everyone, and you know, if you disagree, so be it. But the point is this: there's nothing you can do about it. It would have been much easier had the individuals who drafted the Constitution stated very specifically that every citizen has the right to bear arms. The government, be it federal or state, cannot abridge these rights. And then begin another clause dealing with the militia. But by putting the two together, it gives the attorneys and those individuals who have a vested interest against an armed civilian population the chance to say, well, they really didn't mean the individuals. They meant it was the militia, because the militia is mentioned here and there. And what was the militia, actually, at the time? But a group of free individual citizens banding together to fight the British, you know, within a structure that, you know, became the Continental Army later. But the point is this. It's very specific. The Constitution states specifically what the federal government cannot abridge. And it cannot abridge the right of the individuals to bear arms. And it's very simple, and it's very interesting how over the last 65 years we've had, you know, the process of judicial review sort of perverting this and changing this. In fact, you know, Bernhard Goetz...
Before you go on, Frank, I want to make a point here. The New Hampshire Constitution says... All persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their family, their property, and the state.
Wonderful.
but they don't. That it, you know, there's a filing fee here for you know, a concealed carry. So that didn't work. There's also the most restrictive possession in ex-convict in possession laws in this state. So obviously all persons except, they didn't say all persons except those convicted of felonies. They said all persons have the right to keep and bear
arms.
Correct. Still didn't work.
But the point is it should work, and if you have judges that understand the law and that are elected, not politically appointed by the president or the Justice Department, then you're going to have a strict interpretation whereby everyone will have the right to carry the weapon. And that's what's very interesting. If you look at what has happened over the last 120 years in this country, it's very interesting that, you know, the federal government and the state governments and the local governments have not followed, you know, their state constitutions, the federal constitutions. And look at New York City. I mean, New York City is the city whereby you cannot have a weapon to protect yourself. It violates the Constitution, the right to bear arms, and it also violates the rights of the individuals under the state constitution in New York. But the point is we've had many cases whereby people have lost their lives because, you know, criminals have had weapons and the innocent that were slaughtered didn't have weapons. So ultimately, the state is responsible to some extent for that. And we can go through a whole series of torts actions that actually prove that the state, through its malfeasance and through its perversion of the actual law is responsible for the effects thereof. So what I'm trying to say is this. What we really need is to have a strict interpretation of those documents. Sovereignty, according to the signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, since many of them worked on both documents, stated that sovereignty does not rest in the president's hands. Sovereignty does not rest in the king's hands. Sovereignty does not rest on the citizen, in the citizen's hands. Rather, sovereignty rests within the Constitution. And that's the difference between the American form of government as the Democratic Republic and the
Well, first
other
of all, Frank,
of
I don't think that the idea that you're going to have some sort of strict constitutional interpretation implemented is, I think, pretty silly to believe. I don't think you really believe that's going to be possible.
Well,
do you?
I think when the system breaks down, and it's going to happen, it's inevitable that this government is going to collapse of its own volition and its own malfeasance and debt when it collapses. And the new government is going to be formed. I think it's essential that we demand a strict interpretation, and we take the very best of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the various state constitutions.
Personally, I hope to not see any sort of federal government once the collapse happens. The Soviet Union was not able to rebuild itself, and
yes,
I don't.
It did Russia's actually.
Pretty big.
It did, because it became Russia, and then the nations that were members of the Soviet Union became members of the Russian Confederation, and that's the legality. Georgia and Ukraine are actually members. They signed, you know, the document that makes them, you know, members of that body. So ultimately, the Soviet Union.
They didn't all come back on, though, did they? And there's still a number of
them
that are separate.
They actually did.
Now.
That's why legally the United States.
What about Estonia? What about
Georgia?
Well, I'm just saying that the major ones, such as Belarus, Ukraine, these countries, they became members of the Confederation of Russian States.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yep.
So the point is that sort of, replaced what was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Because, remember, they were all under international law.
But the thing is, Frank, by the time...
They were bound together under the Soviet Union.
Thing is, by the time you actually have something like that happen, where the United States were to essentially dissolve the federal government, the folks that would be coming on board to write whatever new constitution would be in the new United States would likely not have the same level of liberty...
Or intellectual ability.
The founding fathers.
Or the intellectual ability that the founding fathers had.
You probably
also,
end up seeing something more like the European Union and all of their rights of health care and education and sort of the socialist rights and all that, so-called rights. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I have to also severely disagree with something else he said, and that is that sovereignty is in the Constitution. How can a piece of paper be a king? That's what sovereignty is really all about. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there, including various different ways to listen to the show. We have our live streams, broadband and dial-up version, webcam, as well as listen lines, which actually allow you to tune in via your cell phone or any other phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to his advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains how to use the rules step by step. Forms on how to get evidence, how to move the court and set hearings, how to do research, how to draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. They're the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997. People assure them that the average eighth grader can grasp it all in less than 24 hours. Created by a lawyer who wants you to know how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com, and it really, for those of you who are interested in using the court system to your advantage, and I think we all, I certainly have been confused by it at times, I think jurisdictionary.com is a great resource. Go check them out at jurisdictionary.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Russ, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, buddy. Hey, guys. On this evening.
Russ, what's on your mind?
I was listening to your previous caller talking about the right to bear arms.
Yes, sir.
And the question I had was, do you think that criminals ought to have the right to bear arms? I know the Constitution states, as you said, just the right to bear arms in general. But should a person that's committed a crime with a gun be allowed to bear arms?
Well, before we answer that, what do you think?
I think there are some things that, unfortunately, I'm along the lines of you guys. I'm not for big government, But I think that a man left to himself leads to chaos. I mean, if you can just do whatever you want, then there's no rule, you know, no rules, no order, no law. I think you're going to have mass chaos. And in that line, I think, yes, that there should be some stipulations to, you got to have rules. If you don't have rules, it's just mass chaos.
I agree with that completely.
I think there ought to be some stipulations, but I think if you haven't committed a violent crime, I don't see a problem. People can change.
Are you familiar with the Reverend Martin Niemöller poem from Nazi Germany? They came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. And then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, and I said nothing. And basically, it goes down the line, and then basically, and then more or less, he says at the end, and when they came for the there was no one left to speak for me. Because he hadn't stood up and said anything about the people that they'd come and got along the way. And I do think that people who have committed crimes, and even violent crimes, have the right to keep and bear arms after they've done their sentence. And I'd like to make a couple of points on that, if I could. I'm a convicted murderer. And I've got a family. I've got a 2-year-old son. I've got a wife. I'm on a nationally syndicated radio show. I could say something where somebody doesn't like. Do you think the cops are going to protect me?
Doubt it very seriously.
Right, they're not. So if I was so dangerous that I shouldn't be able to carry a gun, and I understand that that there's provisions to convictions. I get that part of the legal argument. But if I was so dangerous that I shouldn't be allowed to carry a weapon and protect my family, then why was I released from prison?
I understand.
If I were going
I believe I did make the statement, though, early on that people can change. I mean, I believe that.
Sure, sure.
I believe people can. I mean, I've changed. Everybody changes as they mature, hopefully,
for
the better.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is, if let's say it's an unchanged guy, he's still a bad guy. If he's carrying a gun around, you're probably never gonna know. But if he doesn't use, and if he doesn't use it, you'll probably never know. And if he does use it in an illegal manner, you've got yourself a crime. Whether it's an armed robbery or a murder or whatever it is, there's a crime in that situation. So why do you need the additional second-degree felony of felon in possession of a firearm when you've got yourself a crime?
I think maybe I don't pretend to know the reasoning for that, other than it seems a little bit like common sense to me, but what happens when you assume. But it seems like to me that they're trying to prevent a crime, since you have the maybe the predisposition to commit a crime and only criminals commit crimes kind of mindset.
Russ, how long do you think it would take me to get a firearm if I wanted to go get one right now?
If you really want a firearm, you could probably get one within the hour.
Yeah, I'm certainly within the day. Now, the average person has to wait 3 days in most places, I think, to get a handgun. I don't know. I don't know the rules on handguns specifically, but I think there's a 3-day waiting period. So what essentially is said here is that, it's the same as when you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns. When you outlaw guns,
I agree.
When you outlaw guns for ex-convicts, then only outlaw ex-convicts will have guns.
True.
I mean, it's the same thing.
I do think that every home might have a gun. I mean, how many criminals are going to think twice to breaking into a home when they know that there's a 98% chance that homeowner has a gun to protect himself and his family with?
So you think every home should have a gun except for people that have been convicted of violent crimes?
My honest opinion is that I would really strongly think twice about letting a criminal that has committed a crime with a gun. I think that I would consider
that. So only
that
with a gun?
First.
So if someone was stabbed to death, then that person should be able to carry a gun?
Again, I'm just being honest with you.
I get you, Russ.
That's fine. I'm just saying, I think that I would have to strongly think about that. I'm not going to say that
no, you shouldn't, because just like you said, you start drawing hard lines, then there's, you know, you got problems there too.
It's a tough issue. I'm not going to claim it's not a tough issue, Russ.
Right.
You know, had I not been a convicted felon, I may very well have been on the other side of this argument, but now I get to see it from this side of the fence, and I can tell you from this side of the fence that being a Quaker, I'm not big on violence or anything like that, but
you don't have to be big on violence to protect your family.
Right. I'm scared of what could happen if somebody decides that they want to come out to my house. Now, you know, I've been told that my wife's allowed to own a firearm, and quite frankly, you know, on some of these issues, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. But, from the philosophical standpoint, there's really, to me, no good reason why a guy who committed a murder with a gun shouldn't be allowed once he gets out, because if he was allowed out, then that shows a failure of the judicial system in the first place to be able to own a gun to protect himself. I mean, really, because essentially what that is a regulation, and we know that government regulations really don't work.
True.
So,
Right, and by the way, I'd like to point something out here. When we were talking with Pete Arum a few moments ago, and you're in West Virginia, so you probably did not hear that, but we had Pete on from MotorhomeDiaries.com. He was stopped in the streets of Santa Fe because he was open carrying. And
which is legal.
The excuse, yes, it's legal in New Mexico, which is where he was. But the excuse the police used to stop him
and ask him for his ID,
right, was that and intimidate him was that, well, you could be a felon, and so we need to get your identification so we can run it to make sure you're not a felon so we can let you go. He ended up walking away from the scene and was very courageous about standing up for his rights. But my point here is the fact that there is this law on the books in most places that supposedly prevents felons from having firearms, as we know, anybody that wants to have one is going to have one anyway. But because that law is on the books, they're using that to push their nose under the tent even further and to start infringing on people's rights of privacy. See, now that there's this law on the books saying that felons can't have guns, anybody they see with a gun could be a felon, so they must get your identification and harass you.
Or a felon might get a hold of a gun, so we're going to need to register everybody who has a gun. You want to bring him back?
Right.
Russ, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's one of those issues of where The probable cause is too vague.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We got enough time to sneak your call in here. If you've got some thoughts for us, you can talk about guns or whatever might happen to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Yeah. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And if you enjoy the fact that we give you those things for free, then you can support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories, books, DVDs, office products, menus, you name it, they sell it at Amazon. You can even buy used if you want to save a few extra bucks. But if you're buying brand new, look for the free Super Saver shipping option to save yourself a little bit of extra cash over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now then, coming up this weekend, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's just days away. Kicking off on Thursday, Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live all weekend long. Looking forward to seeing a lot of our listeners out there. Free Talk Live listenership ends up being a significant percentage of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. So it's almost like a little mini Free Talk Live listener convention at the same time.
I'd like to formally thank the Free State Project for throwing this
our convention.
Throwing a big convention for us.
It's not really our convention. In fact, we're just a sideshow. We're just the guys yammering into microphones every night.
Sideshow about sums it up, yeah.
Yeah, but we have fun. And looking forward to being there. And there's a whole bunch of folks going to be speaking. Andrew Napolitano from Fox News, you might know him as the judge. He's going to be one of the keynote speeches. And if we're lucky, we'll be able to get him back on Free Talk Live. Because he's been on the show as a guest before, so it shouldn't be that hard. Who knows who else of the various different speakers they'll have that we'll have on this program. So if you can't make it out, we'll be giving you as much of a taste of the event as you can possibly get, because, I mean, it'll be pretty Liberty Forum focused on this program for those 3 days. Of course, we'll still have open phones, and you'll still be able to call in about whatever you want to. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event. If you're going to be up in the New England area, it's worth a trip over to Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel to hang out with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, all in the same place. People are starting to filter into New Hampshire already. I've heard calls coming in on the Port 411 system, this little activist phone network system that we have that alerts people to things going on. So people are already coming into town. The Liberty Caravan has already made it here from libertycaravan.com, and there's just going to be all kinds of folks hanging out, having a good time at the Liberty Forum. It's too late to get registered online, so if you're going to come, you're going to have to buy your tickets at the door. Again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We will see you there as we continue with your phone calls and go to Jeff, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jeff?
Uh-huh. Ian?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, you too.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it. What's on your mind tonight? Oh, and he's gone. All right, well, let's try John in Illinois. John, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that you guys have inspired me not to fill out my census sheet because, you know what, it may be constitutional, but they don't follow their own rules, so why should I follow them?
Well said, sir, but it's not your census sheet. It's addressed to resident.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So my first question would be, well, what is a resident? I mean, how do you know that I'm a resident? That sounds like a legal term to me.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, I'm a tenant, but... You know, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm probably going to be at work when these folks show up, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know how dedicated they are as far as trying to actually contact someone that does not fill out one of their forms. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I even convinced my mother to not fill it out either. She's,
really?
Because she was kind of, yeah, we were talking yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm not going to fill out my census form. She's like, oh, why is that? I'm like, screw them. You know, they take my money. Why do they have to get, you know, the extra 15 minutes worth of work out of me? I'm not going to give this one to them.
Good on you. I think it's a pretty
fine. I will pay, but... You know,
I think it's a pretty persuasive thing to say. What you said earlier is that they don't follow their own rules, so why should I follow theirs? I think that's really persuasive, personally.
Well, it's true, because, I mean, the one rule is, oh, they have enough people, but then they added all the extra, oh, are you Hispanic, are you white? It's like, hey, this is none of your business, man. You know, why do you need to know this? Why does that even matter if they were trying to create some kind of a, you know, if they were trying to decide how many schools, which they're not even actually doing that, that's not even part of the calculation there. It's totally irrelevant. They just want to redistrict. That's it.
You know, so I found it interesting that you mentioned the race question on there, and one of our callers earlier suggested writing human being in, which I thought was cute. But there are two questions, at least. There's the one question about race, but that's beneath a question specifically asking if you're Hispanic. Did they do that back in the year 2000? It just seemed kind of weird to me, like a very specific question. I've still got the form here about whether or not you are Hispanic. Is person number one of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And then no is a possible answer. And then yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano. Yes, Puerto Rican. Yes, Cuban. Yes, another Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Why do you think they're doing that?
I think it's because some Hispanics will consider themselves to be white, like Cubans, that kind of thing. And maybe they don't feel like the race question is thoroughly asked enough on the previous question.
No, the race question comes after that. That comes before the race question.
Maybe they're trying to confuse you.
Maybe it's some sort of immigration crackdown that they're planning. I don't know. Like identify the households with Spanish with Hispanic people in it. Anyway,
oh, yeah, so then they can know the areas where it makes sense for them to raid.
I don't know. It's speculation on my part. It just seemed kind of strange. So anything else you want to share tonight, Jeff?
No, that's it. I just, you know, I you guys have been a great inspiration to me in terms of kind of my search for liberty, so I appreciate it.
Oh, John, rather. You're not Jeff. You're John. And so, John, are you a Free State Project participant?
I actually am, yeah.
Oh, great. Fantastic. When do you plan on making the move?
Whenever I can pay off my student loans.
We'll see you when you're 50.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. I didn't do no offense to our liberal arts majors friends, but, you know, that's kind of the sad part is that a lot of people major in things like sociology, and it's hard to get jobs in sociology. You're not going to be making that much, and you're going into $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 in debt, and it's just kind of depressing because these people are told by their high school, government high school teachers that they'll be making $100,000 a year when they get out of school.
Well, don't worry about it. Just go to college and you'll make more than everybody else.
And then it's like, oh, wait, sorry, you have to pay debt. And they don't teach you, well, sometimes math classes maybe. They teach you about the theory of interest and how that works, but whatever.
Well, good luck, and hopefully you'll find that maybe if you, I don't know, maybe if you could reduce your cost of living by living in New Hampshire, would that help you pay the debt off faster?
No, I'm compensated pretty well here in Chicago.
Well, we'll see you soon then, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we, again, approach the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum. I'm jazzed, even though I'm only going to be there for a couple of the days. Mark, you're going to be there the entire time. Our buddy Gardner Goldsmith from LibertyConspiracy.com, I believe he's committed to helping you out on the air both Friday and Saturday night.
That's my understanding.
Incredible, and he's such a talented guy. I think that you guys are going to have a lot of fun, and I'm jealous.
I hope it goes well.
So, sorry. 800-259-9231. We continue here. The story is out of San Diego, where the San Diego County Sheriff's Department responded to 10news.com's report about a new sonic weapon known as the Long Range Acoustic Device, or LRAD. The technology has been in use in Iraq to control insurgents, and it's now in the Sheriff's Department's possession. With some people concerned over whether LRAD would be dangerous and if it would be used in a way it's being used in war zones, 10 News contacted the Sheriff's Department for their take. The device was originally made to be used for war, and it emits high-pitched sounds as a form of crowd control. And we've talked about these devices on the program in the past. They have been deployed in certain protest situations within this country, so there's already some evidence that these have been used against the American people. So 10news.com and their concerns, I think, are legitimate. Indeed, on Monday, members of the ACLU spoke with 10 News and expressed outrage that local law enforcement has the device and that they brought it to recent town hall meetings in case things got out of hand. The ACLU said, "We think that local law enforcement shouldn't be using military-style weaponry like that." Sheriff's Department told 10 News the device was only being used for good, like helping search and rescue teams and warning residents during fires or floods. So according to 10 News, they asked the sheriff, "Well, so it will never be used in San Diego as a weapon?" "Not by the sheriff's department, no," said their representative. "And that's a guarantee?" "Yes," they said. But at the same time, San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore was also recently quoted saying that LRAD was purchased for events should there be any problems and that we could use LRAD in place of pepper spray. So which one is it? Is it that they're planning on using this high-pitched sound frequency weapon, or they're just planning on keeping it for some good purposes? How do you use this LRAD thing for good? Can someone explain that to me?
Obviously, I suppose if there's a riot.
Because we're out of time. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.